quality service to Manhattan and the surrounding area.
And again, Kathy Dawes, along with Wamego USD 320 Superintendent Tim Winter, Rock Creek's USD 323 Superintendent Kevin Logan, 537-1350 if you want to weigh in, state of the state address, how it's impacting school districts, that kind of thing, or just anything having to do with their two districts. And each having meetings. I know, Kevin, yours is tonight.
Correct.
And you have a new board member,
We have a new board member. This will be Anna Nippert's first board meeting. We had Travis Altenhofen, who had been a board member for the past several years, was elected to the Pottawatomie County Commission, and he resigned his board member position effective the December 31st. So Anna, her first meeting is this evening. We've got a nice agenda tonight. We've got some student presentation. We have a Chick-fil-A Leader Academy who's going to come in and speak to our board about things that they do. We have... I'm trying to remember what is on our agenda. We will recognize a young man who is a teacher at St. George, Jeremy Holliday, who was awarded a Kansas Horizon Teacher Award. He's in his second year and just an awesome young teacher down at St. George. But it ought to be a good meeting this evening.
Very good. And Tim, I know with the schedule, the way it all hit with the holidays being on those Mondays, your meeting, of course, not till next week now.
Yes, our meeting is Monday. If we followed the rotation, it would have been this past Monday. But with reporting back to school and staff reporting back on January 4th and trying to turn around and have a meeting and prepare all the financial documents by January 9th was just too quick a turnaround, put too much pressure on our office staff to make those things happen. So we had already planned a meeting, special meeting for January 16th. Which is going to be a big part of this coming meeting. It's going to be the selection of our construction manager at risk for our bond projects. And that decision will be made and announced Monday night who that company will be. We've been going through the process of collecting RFPs and RFQs and reviewing their work and checking references. And yesterday we actually had our four finalists come in for interviews. They each had an hour to spend with the selection committee, which included staff, board members, and representatives from our architect, Bowman and Novak, here in Manhattan. And it's been a very thorough process, and we have four wonderful companies to select from. I don't think we can go wrong with any one of them. So it's a tough decision, but it's a good problem to have, and that will be announced on Monday night, who our construction manager will be, and then we'll really start moving forward with our bond projects and planning and designing and so forth.
A lot involved with that whole process, no doubt. And I know it's the honor flight listed on there, too. That's always such a neat thing.
Yes, that's on my list to talk about. We actually had an event at a basketball game last Friday night. We call it our Red, White, and Blue Night, where we ask veterans to come in. We ask our students and any patrons at the game to wear red, white, and blue. And then we honor the veterans of all our wars. And it's the National Honor Flight has been doing this now. This will be the fourth flight where they solicit funds to help take a veteran to Washington to see the monuments, see all the memorials, and just to honor them. It's really a neat experience. When they go through the airports, they have people stand up and just give them standing ovations and just really make it a special time for them. Ours is unique because I think us and one other school district in the state actually pairs students with the veteran. They are what they call the guardian angel, and they pair up with a veteran, and they're responsible for assisting the veteran, just taking care of their needs. Some of them need assistance walking, climbing stairs, maybe even have needs for wheelchairs, because we are still trying to get all World War II veterans to on an honor flight. And there are not many left, but the ones that are left are either in their upper 80s or 90s, and it's just really a great experience for the veterans and for our students and community. So that's a neat deal.
Kevin, any individual items for your district that you want to add?
We do have. We are, as a growing district, and our buildings are approaching capacity. And we've got some community meetings lined up in January, beginning January 19th at Rock Creek, January 24th at St. George, and January 26th at Westmoreland, all at 7 o'clock. to talk and get community input on what they would like to see in the next round of building construction at Rock Creek. Ideally, you know, we will come away from these meetings with some better ideas, be able to put together a building committee to work with our architect, develop some ideas about how we want to format any new construction we might have, what we want our buildings to look like, not just aesthetically, but how we want them configured, what opportunities we want to provide to our students, to our community, and then hopefully get that to our board sometime late summer, early fall to determine if they would like to push for a bond referendum in November or not.
We do have a phone call. Let's go ahead and take a call and welcome to In Focus. Go ahead, please.
Thank you so much for at least asking us our opinion of what we want to do with our tax money instead of shoving it up our nose. You know, in the paper, they had the article about how the different school people rated according to their group's opinion, and I couldn't quite connect with how they had rated you somewhat lower than Manhattan. You know, the parents over there tell me about the drug problems and the gang problems and the whatever's going on. And, you know, you can see that at 5 o'clock in the evening that they're voting with their feet and moving their children out to your school areas, which says wonderful things about you guys. And when you look at the other reports of the school system, like, for instance, several years ago they said the eighth graders had a fifth grade reading ability and the different things, and you people were right up on top handling things. I want to thank you for all your efforts and the parents' efforts. We can be proud of what you're doing with the schools out here. Thank you.
Any comments? And I was trying to look up that study because I noticed Tim looked a little perplexed, and there was that study that they do, and I'm trying to find the background on that as we speak. But, you know, just some thoughts. A positive call from the listener, I think, Kevin. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, it is. We actually, I think we were rated top 10, and it was I think it was a high schools in the state of Kansas study that came out a few weeks ago. Wamego was right there also. You know, the area schools are just tremendous around us, and you know, we all have our own challenges. We all have our specialties that we do better at than others, and just feel real fortunate to be in education in this part of the state.
Anything to add, Tim?
Yeah, I would like to add. Some of those studies are you've got to be careful when you look at the results. You know, we usually are rated very high because we just have a good communities and families that take care of their kids, and we don't have some of the challenge that some inner city schools have and so forth. But some of those studies are based on surveys that people do. And for example, when I looked at one of the ones that we were rated, it had a nice rating, but it was a little lower than I thought compared to some of our peers. And I looked at some of the surveys, and there was one survey that was regarding activities, and a patron had said that we had no activities for female students, which is entirely false, and so we got a low score on activities offered to students when in comparison to the school districts in the area that were rated higher than us, we have the same or more activities. And so some of those are just, you know, tabloid-like ratings, but there are some very good ones as well. So you just got to kind of do the research and see what they're saying.
We have another phone call. Welcome to In Focus. Go ahead, please.
A couple of comments. I think probably everyone in the 40 county area is doing a good job with the school district. One thing you were talking about, money, they're talking about these trips. Maybe we should go to a pay-if-you-play deal. Not everybody's in athletics, not everybody's in music, not everybody's in drama, not everybody's in debate, but when we do these trips, it costs everyone. Some people are not involved in anything. The next thing is that I think you could get out, if we could get out of the babysitting business. I've talked to a lot of teachers and a lot of principals. If we could get out of the babysitting business and raising these kids in school and let the parents start raising kids like they did 40, 50 years ago, I think it would be a lot less time for your instructors, be a lot less time for your counselors, a lot less time for your principals. Everybody could get back to living like we did 40 years ago, a little more, a little slower, and a little more common sense.
Thank you. And Hopefully you were able to hear that okay. It wasn't didn't come through real clear, but pay to play, one thought, and I know that's been bandied about, and the babysitting reference, I don't know. Tim, you want to lead off?
Well, we do actually have a pay to play policy. We have an activity fee for our middle school and high school students, primarily for the athletic programs. There are some other fees. There are fees for certain classes. In regards to trips, and the money we spend on activities, what I would say is it is statistically proven in across the board that the students that are involved in these activities perform better in the classroom. So yes, do we spend a lot of money? Yes. But is that money well spent? Is it enhancing what they do in the classroom? Is it giving them a reason to perform well in the classroom? Because if they don't perform well, then they don't get those perks and those privileges. It's all part of the educational experience. I think what a coach can do with a student or a band instructor or a vocal instructor, I mean, what they do is part of education. There's a lot of life lessons that occur in there that in some ways they'll use more than they will what they take out of a trigonometry class.
I totally am. As a former chorus member, top 30, Atchison, Kansas, you know, I look back on those years and that's what I remember is singing. So, I mean, that's, you know, aside from athletics, there's that also. Kevin, your thoughts on, are you babysitting? Should they pay to play?
I tell you, to piggyback on Tim, pay to play, I'm not a big fan of pay to play, and for multiple reasons. Number one is the kids that need the activities the most are our at-risk kids who are the least able to pay to participate in those events, and we'll get the most out of them. You know, our activities, whether they be, like you said, vocal, whether they be instrumental, whether they be performing arts, athletics, they're some of our best at-risk programs that we can offer, which helps the caller's other thing, which is the social climate of families nowadays. It really helps with that. It gives the kids an outreach. It gives them, as Tim said, a coach that's there, an adult that cares, an adult that will listen, more so than just the hours of the classroom. These kids put in time before school, after school. They represent our community so well. I would really hate to limit access to that by requiring a pay-to-play. And I know a lot of schools that do have pay-to-play in place, kids that can't cover that, maybe on scholarship. And, you know, things really improve at that point.
You guys are popular today. We have another phone call. Welcome in Focus. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I'd like to mention about on our flight, if some of the vets out there don't think that they could afford to go on that, they do not have to spend one penny unless they have to. And it was a very interesting and honor to go on that flight.
Thank you for calling in. And, Tim, I know that's been a program I followed as a reporter, mm-hmm. and just what a terrific program.
It's a wonderful program, and the veterans do not have to pay a single dime to go on that trip. The only thing they have to do is get to Waumego High School when we leave and then have transportation to return home when they return. It really is. It's a life-changing event for the veterans and for our students and any other individuals that get a go. As the high school principal the last 6 years, I would show up at 2 o'clock in the morning or midnight in the morning, and we'd have veterans and their families coming in at midnight and have a little breakfast for them and send them on the road in a Greyhound bus to the airport at approximately 2 a.m. in the morning. And, you know, they travel all night, and then it's a full day of activities, and they spend one night and return the next day, and we have a great welcome back, a really patriotic event for them and their families, and it's just really a neat experience. And it, you know, it's an act, when we talk about activities, it's an activity, and it's an activity that includes a tremendous amount of education for our students.
Very good. Before we wrap up today, and on lots of good phone calls, anything to add, Kevin?
No, not really. We're just off to a good start in the new year. We do have some parent-teacher conferences coming up at our elementary schools later in February. Our elementaries are on trimesters, so it will be the end of their second trimester. And just looking forward to a great second semester and looking forward to what the legislature and the governor provide for us.
Tim?
Well, I would like to give a shout-out to our Spelling Bee winners of our schools at West Elementary. Gemma Hovind is our finalist for the for the West Elementary School, and the alternate is Tony Shea. They are fourth graders. At Wamego Middle School, we have 2 6th graders. Audrey Newman is our champion, and she will represent the school there. And Logan Ingram is a alternate, and they will go represent our schools on January 28th at the County Spelling Bee. And so we wish them well and congratulate them on a great job.
Not to put you on the spot, you don't know the words that they got them in the finals, do you?
You know,
that's always intriguing to me.
I don't, but okay. I do know that I would have went out a lot sooner than many of those spellers. They all did a great job.
Did you have something to add, Kevin?
I do have one, and I don't want to embarrass him, but we do have an elementary principal, Gary Glendinning, who at tonight's board meeting, the board will accept his resignation and retirement, and today is his 65th birthday. So there's not too many people who have their resignation accepted and a birthday all at the same time.
We might be getting one more phone call before we wrap things totally up. And as I say, you guys have gotten lots of interest today, lots of people calling in, good questions, good comments, and apparently the phone call's not for us. So I'll let you go at that point. But sure, I've enjoyed it. We'll see you again next month, and hopefully we'll get through this next weekend without too much ice hanging around. So
Thank you very much.
Thanks to both of you, Wamego USD 320 Superintendent Tim Winter and also Superintendent Kevin Logan from Rock Creek's USD 323.